Well, the end of the first column, right? What? Last paragraph in the first column. Okay, v'agemara mevi'a makar inyan zeh mepasik b'shiras devaira. Really? The Gemara brings a source of the inyan of answering Yehesh Rabba b'chal kaychai from the pasik in devaira, shalachayra inglesh shum shaykhis la'miris kaddish. Yehesh Rabba. What's the pasik? B'froya prois b'Yisrael b'snadev om baruchu Hashem. Pirushai. Now what does that pasik mean? It's the very beginning of Shiras devaira. Shebifroya hainu in yibitl seder, shesnagas bli pliya pikuach v'shiltein. Bifroya parois b'Yisrael, when things are not in order in Klal Yisrael. K'may ki faruahu, look at that, parashas kisisa. In this week's parasha, ki farai arayin. Arayin disturbed the normal order of things in Klal Yisrael by making the egel. Parois b'Yisrael, afal pikein, even when things are not in proper order, when the nation comes forth, we bless Hashem. So Devar is saying that when things were not proper and the people came forth to do battle, that's a time to bless Hashem. Rashi explains the pasuk as if it was in the reverse order. Because Baruch Hu is blessed by Klal Yisrael, Oz, Befraya, praise be Yisrael, Mevatlin Gezar Din. The Seder that's disturbed is the Seder Gezar Din, Omnom HaKesher Tumua. But the Shach is the Kaddish, is not understood. Okay, good. So that's what he's coming to explain. Why does that have anything to do with Kaddish? Baruch Hu es Hashem, bless Hashem, is not only Kaddish. Yeshleimer. When the king of Canaan came to do battle against Klal Yisrael, against the Vayra, with 900 chariots, and he put pressure on the Jewish people in the north of Eretz Yisrael, Barak went to do battle with 10,000 members of Naphtali and Zvulun, along with members of Yisachar and Ephraim who attached themselves, a nation that was willing to die. It means they went to battle, Shev Kiru Asatma Limisa, Kdelakayim Atzivi Lachem Ma'ive Hashem. So really, this was the battle of Naphtali and Zvulun in the north. And Yisachar and Ephraim, who are a little, they're also in the north, but more to the south, came to help them do battle. Vizeh bisnadev om. So here, bisnadev om means that people came forth to be mekadeshim shemayim, to give their lives, to put their lives in danger in order to help. Lekadesh Hashem.
Didn't they ask the Urim Betumim and then they were told what to do? They didn't go to
Milchama
without the
Urim. Yeah, not in this instance.
Sorry.
Well, in this instance, they didn't. The machlokes is if you have to ask the Urim Betumim only for Milchemes Rishus, even for Milchemes Mitzvah. But
the Navi
was told to go to battle.
So it's not like they volunteered. I mean, they were told.
The people who came volunteered. They didn't. There was no quick communication to all the Shvatim. We find by Devaira that afterwards there were those who complained that they were not included. We find actually by Yiftach and Gidain, but by Devaira and Hashira, she mentions others that refused to come because there was nobody.
She cursed those who didn't come.
She cursed those who didn't come, right? At any rate, there were people who came forth on their own, and it's an aspect of Kiddush Hashem, which is the point that Rav Schwab makes here in closing about Kaddish, that Bisnadei Vam leKaddish Hashem uMasu Asam Afim Yamusu Alzeh Berchu Hashem. There's a connection of special bracha. In other words, people who come forth and willing to give their lives for Klal Yisrael, that itself is a blessing of Hashem. Bevinu Chazal Sheminas Yehesh Mei Rabba Huini Kiddush Hashem B'dibor B'chol Ha'ina B'chol Kaychei B'chol Kavanasei B'chol Ram Harumachus Vaimer Hindi Mucha Limsar Eschaya Kedelasis Kiddush Hashem Ba'Olam. We know if you think of it that way, he's saying when you say Yishmei Rabba, it's a person willing to give his life to Kiddush Hashem. V'Yiskadel V'Yiskadel Yishmei Rabba, and to give his life for the principle of Yiskadel V'Yiskadel Yishmei Rabba. Vaimer Yishmei Rabba Mevarach Derech Arba Ilamais LaOlam LaOmei. As we said last time, as if the person is saying, he's interpreting it in a poetic way, means you're willing to give all of your energy and all of your life to la'olam lo'omei almaya, to kavod Hashem. Now here it's interesting that the idea of a person imagining himself giving his life for Kiddush Hashem is mentioned, as you know, in say Shema. Besides that, it literally refers to giving your life. Is something that we say when we say Shema, Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekei, Shema Echad. It's supposed to be with the hergish of Mesiras Nefesh. I mentioned in the past that it's mentioned in regard to Nefilas Apayim. Then when one says Nefilas Apayim, also there's a thought of a person being willing to give his life for Kvay Shema.
I understand Shema, but
yeah.
Where do you have it?
Nefilas Apayim in the language of a lot of Mefarshe Hasidur, Rabbi Yaakov Emden specifically, in the Rabbi Yaakov Emden Siddur, he says that Nefilas Apayim is a person's statement that he's willing to give his life to Hashem. It doesn't really, what it does say is a person is mevatel himself. We say, what we say in the Nefilas Apayim, the reason we say, Svarat says, Oshamnu Bagadnu, is because before a person dies, he's supposed to say Vidui. And this is sort of the Vidui before a person giving up his life. And the main part is in the Nefilas Apayim, where we say, it doesn't mention specifically, death, but it does say, that we imagine ourselves, we say that in this world we have a chance to be Kadishem Shemayim, but afterwards there's no longer a chance. And we speak about a sorrow over our veiris. Yigati manchasi, ascha b'cholayla mitasi. Ascha b'cholayla mitasi doesn't mean I'm going to talk a whole night when I go to bed. Ascha is actually a lotion of bedwetting, with tears. I make ascha b'cholay lamitasi b'demasi, my tears arsi, my bed, amsa, I will make wet. Now, it's a little funny to say it because I've never cried enough, Baruch Hashem, to make my pillow wet, but that's, we're saying what David said.
Is there a difference between the Nefilas Apayim and
Tachnun? Yeah, the main part of Tachnun is the Nefilas Apayim. The guts of it is Nefilas Apayim. Everything else is important, but it doesn't come to Nefilas Apayim, which is the main.
By the way, the Pasuk Rachum Chanun, where does that come from? It doesn't have a
Pasuk. It's really a mini Vidui. Rachum Chanun is not a Pasuk. Rachum Chanun is not a Pasuk. It's an expression that was written special for this. The Sfardim don't say, we say Tilim Perek Vav by Nefilas Apayim. The Sfardim say a different capital Tilim. But they also start with, they say a different, they don't say the same, the Nefilas Apayim as we do. They say a different parak of Tilma, I don't remember which parak. What? And Rachman Khan they say as well, Rachman Khan is not a pasik. It's a hagdama. Of Rachman Taisil Fadecha, it's a vidoi before. Yeah, the Gemara says, with this blue between was a Rav Gamliel and,
right?
And Rabbi Lazar.
Did he say
We know that all the Tanoim were Ashkenazim. We're positive. They were all. The Raya is they didn't live in Sfarad, so they must have been Ashkenazim. But the Hadith is, I don't know which one they said. But anyway.
Chafes
is probably what the Sfaradim say.
Because you held the Ashkenazim the right way.
Oh.
And if you ask,
Yeah, he says this, that's right. Yeah. Okay, he's bringing me the Yeki version. And, what, they say Hashem, Hashem, Karach, V'chanun?
That's
how it's Svartik said. Oh, Svartik said, I'm sorry. I thought you brought it, I was sure it was. So what did I say in the Philosophayim? He's liberal, yeah. Now, let's see, what did I say? Say Hashem, no. Sorry. I tell you, they say a lot more than we do. It's hard for me to recognize which kapitel is saying by Nefilas Apayim. Interesting. Sorry, I'm not sure. At any rate, one day I got into the pool, and one of my friends from the Sephardic Minyan was there. I only go there Friday. I met him, it was a Tuesday. He said, "Did you say Anna?" I know who he was talking about. I say Anna. See, they call it Anna. It starts on Hashem Elokeinu. Okay, I was saying. Did you say Anna? Anna. Do we say Tarten today? No, it was Yom HaTzmut that day. So he asked me if we said Anna. So first I know who he was talking about. He said Tarten. I said, yeah, we said Tarten. He said, he tells me, I fought in 48, I fought in 56, I fought in 67. Why didn't you say? So I told him, because that year, the Yom HaTzmut was really on Friday, and it was a Nitcha, because they don't do the parades on Friday and everything, so it was Nitcha, so I told him, today wasn't the real day. He said, oh, okay. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. The point here, he's saying, is that Yesh Berab is an expression of the ultimate Kiddush Hashem, which is being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, as if one was willing to give his life. And that's what we say. That would explain why it's appropriate for a Kaddish Yasim, as he'll mention in a moment. Now, what? So it's very interesting. We say, according to the Svaradim, according to the Mechamer Shulchan Aruch, Yisparach goes together with it. You say, Yisparach, it's set together. The Gra held that it should not be set together, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah brings it, and that's why the minig in the yeshiva world is not to say it together. The minig of the Chassidim is Davka to say it together, and the minig of many of the Sfaradim is to say a whole list of them together. Yisparach, Shabbat, 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 to say, I don't know how far they go, but they say many of the four. Yesh Mirab, Mavarach, Lalma, Yomaya, Yisparach, Shabbat, 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 to say. Say it together. Some say it together, we don't. Mishmur says, you want to say it, make a hefsek. Lalma, Yomaya, stop, and then you can say Yisparach. It's just different customs in the way to say it. Yeah, Mechab only mentions Yisparach. The Mechaber, I believe, only mentions the first word, I think so. So that some say, some don't say. It's a Mechaber and a Gra. It's different than Hagen. They say Yisparach together.
Where does Berichel come from?
What do we do here in our shul?
Our minig is that every person does according to his a very liberal place. We don't. I tell people, it says, Loisis Gaididu. It means you're not supposed to have different minhagim in one place. I tell them, no. It means you're not supposed to fight over different minhagim in one place. So, if you're not supposed to have different minhagim, people will fight. That's not a reason to fight. So that's, I don't know. When it comes to shaking the lulav, we always have confusion over which way to do. So I tell people, when we started, we said, we'll do minhagim tarvadas. It's the only yeshiva I know that's far as nusul svard. Minik tarvadas is everyone does what he wants. So, whatever you do, we all go in all six directions. The order is the only difference. Anyway, so I wanted just to mention the Kadeshim that we say in the Siddur. So we, what we say in the Seder is after the Seder of Karbanis, we don't really say Kaddish on Karbanis. We say Kaddish on Mishnayis, on Ezel Makayman. Ezel Makayman is a parak of Mishnayis. And on that, we say our Kaddish Darabanan. Anytime. Rabbi Shmuel Leim is also knows the Ezel Makayman is a parak of Mishnayis. Rabbi Shmuel is a Braisa. So that's the obligation to learn every day. We say that. There's a ritva that says people who are sitting and learning a whole day and don't have to say Ezel Makayman. But my point isn't that you shouldn't say it. My point is that we say it for learning. Since it's said for learning, we say Kaddish Darabanan, which we say after learning.
Some people say I'm losing my chair, I'm going to surprise.
Well, this everyone says. Okay, if the Mizmor Shir, Kaddish Yosem is said. I'm not sure what the reason is that Nusach Ashkenaz adds a Kaddish Yosem after that one perek. I'm assuming the reason is because at that point, the Baal Tefillah goes over. Now, really, a Yasam Dikr is, you should be Maisi the Ilam. Dikr is not the Kaddish, Dikr is davening for the Amin. The Kaddish was originally instituted for those who can't daven for the Amin, specifically Ketanim or others who cannot. So it would make sense that before davening, as sort of, to pacify those who are not able to go over to the Amin, we say a Kaddish before we start the part where you might see the island, Mizmashir, not might see the island, Bar Shamar as a bracha, where you do, so there would be a Kaddish there. The Kaddish that we say after Yishtabach is, according to the Derech HaPshat, is an ending, Kaddish, Apipshat, whatever other reasons there are, is an ending to everything we do. Whatever we do, we end with Kaddish. So Pesukei Dezimra is part one, we end with Kaddish. Then we say Berachas Kriya Shema. Ideally, Berachas Kriya Shema should end with Kaddish, as it does by Maariv. But since we're not mapsik between Gula and Tefillah, we postpone that Chatzi Kaddish before Shemayne Esrei. And since you're not allowed to be mapsik between Shemayne Esrei and Tachnun, so we don't say it there, we say the Tachnun right away, together with it. And then we say the ending Kaddish, really an ending Kaddish, not for Shemayne Esrei, but for Berachas Kriya Shema. Then we see Asher Yavol Tzion, and the Kaddish afterwards is really the ending Kaddish for Shemayne Esrei, for Tefillah. Since Yavol Tzion has an aspect of Tefillah, now the aspect of Tefillah we find on nights that we read the Megillah. We read the Megillah, we say afterwards Atah Kaddish, and then the Kaddish Tiskabel. So that is a aspect of Kaddish Eskabel. Now, one of the strange things, we don't say one for Tachnun. We're saying the one on Berachas Kriya Shema. The Voltzian Kaddish is a Kaddish Shemayne Esrei. Okay, so the Chatzi Kaddish is really for Berachas Kriya Shema. Just since we can't be mafsik, so it ends up being postponed. This is for Voltzian. Now, it's interesting. We have a minig when the Achtu Chiyuvim that the chiyuv switches by Ashrei Yavol Tzion. It was brought in Shulchan Aruch, such a minig. And it would seem to be Shalai Kedin. Because Kaddish, after Yavol Tzion, I mentioned to you in the past, Kaddish is what we call Chatzi Kaddish. That's Kaddish.
Which you just said, Yavol Tzion is, it's not on Yavol Tzion, it's
really on... Well, it's on Shemayne Esrei. Because we say, Tiskabel, Tzlai Sa'ad Uvosai Nechol Beis Yisrael. Be Mekaddish, the Tfilis of Klal Yisrael. So, it goes back on the Shemayne Esrei. Typically, the one who daven Shemayne Esrei for the Amid should be the one who says the Kaddish to Skabel. So it's a little strange that we switch. Well, why do we switch? What?
Some places
they split it for Chiyuvim.
What
do you mean Shemayne Esrei?
Meaning, by the Chazaris and Shatz, the one who's the he says,
the
new guy says,
says what? New person goes over for Chazaris HaShatz? Where do you ever see that?
No,
the only place I've ever seen, what I've ever seen in my life, the only time I ever saw someone else go over Chazaris HaShatz is in the Vesika Minyan in Borough Park. There's an old Vesika Minyan on 51st Street.
Yes.
There, always somebody else goes over. And my understanding of their reason is this. According to one man, the Amr of the Gemara, the Baal Tefillah's main Shemayna Esrei is the second Shemayna Esrei, not the first. The first one is a preparation. Turns out, whoever's davening for the army is not davening for Sikkin. Because his main Shemayna Esrei is the second Shemayna Esrei. So therefore, what they do is, the one who davening for the army doesn't say a second Shemayna Esrei. So he's davening for Sikkin. After he finishes Shemayna Esrei, the Gabbai goes over and says, you do it. So they do it, but they do it, my understanding is they do it for this reason.
Yes.
They do it for a Vesikin reason.
But if that's the case, why
should
you switch to
Shemayna Esrei? Only because of the Vesikin Cheshbon. It's not a typical thing. It's very.
Why not?
Anyway, my point is that it's more common to switch by Asher Volzi, right? Which seems to be, I noticed a tshuva in the Sofnes Paneach. So Paneach has a tshuva, he says, why do you switch by Asher Volzi? And the Skabo belongs to the Baal Tefillah. He gives a strange reason, if I recall correctly. He says, no one should think Uvolatzin is part of Shemayna Esrei, so therefore we switch.
Because those are shots is really to be known to the people that can't daven so well, right?
That's one reason. That's the Gemara.
The Chazan's real Shemayna Esrei is the Shemayna.
Okay, the Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says his main Shemayna Esrei is the second. The Gemara says, why does he say the first one? Kedei l'sader tfilasai. In order to say that he should know what to do later, he's Masadir is filled. The Nigla reason, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah reason, is the main, really the Chazan doesn't have to say quiet Shemayna Esrei. He just has to say the loud Shemayna Esrei. But in order to prepare, he says the quiet Shemayna Esrei. Now, that's fine. In other words, he's doing it as a regular Shemayna Esrei. Okay. The Chasam Sefer brings, others bring, it doesn't stem straight with the Gemara. They bring that the Chazan has two Shemayna Esreis. The quietest is Shemayna Esrei Shel Yachid. The second one is the Tzibur Dikah Shemayna Esrei. Ramesh has a tshuva, a couple of tshuvas to David Cohn. There are two or three consecutive tshuvas in the Sfarim. They're in different volumes, but to Reb David Cohn, where Ramesh makes the point that it's not purely a preparation, even though it seems that way from the Gemara. I think Ramosh is saying that in the quiet Shemayna Esrei, the Chazan could daven, let's say he's Ashkenaz in a place of Sfarad, he could daven his own quiet Shemayna Esrei, and then for loud Shemayna Esrei, obviously you have to do Minhag HaMokim. So David Cohen asked him, what do you mean? It's supposed to be a preparation, it's not preparing. So Ramosh has an answer, which in the first tshuva is hard to understand, and then in the later tshuvas he elaborates on. Anyway, my point is that the main kadeshim of the shmenes of the shachris are the kaddish that ends Pesukei Dezimra, the kaddish that ends Brichas Kriya Shema, which is only after Nefilas Apayim, the kaddish which is after Asher Yovel Tzion, which is Shemayna Esrei. The din is, if you have 10 people by Shemayna Esrei, and one person runs out, you're left with 9 or 8 or 7. So you could still say all these Kadeshim. All these, you can't say Kadesh Yosem, but these Kadeshim you could say, including the Asher Yovalatzin one. Because the Kadesh is not on Uvalatzin, it's on Shemayna Esrei, which you had a minion for. Now the subsequent Kadesh Yosems, really, you know, there should be one Kadesh Yosem afterwards, either after Olein or after the Yaim. And the minig has become that there are a couple of them, and so we do a few of them. Why we do Kaddish Darabanan of Altsin? Yeah, it's interesting. There are those who will argue that on Rosh Chodesh we say Baruch Nafshi. Why should there be an extra Kaddish? It's just the Yayin. However, the Mishnah Brura says by Ladovet Hashemayri. When he says that in El, he said, he says, Hilkach is an extra Kaddish. He doesn't explain why. But the Mishnah Brura, at least by Adavar HaShamayri, seems to sanction the custom to have an extra Kaddish. The same thing by Sfir Sa'imer. It's also hard to know why we say an extra Kaddish by Sfir Sa'imer. When my father passed away, it was during Sfira. I daven Mariv in their house. The first time, I just said one Kaddish after Olenu and Sfira. I saw some people remarked that it's not the way, you know, does. I say afterwards, I said already both, I don't want to be Mishana for the minute. In all the shuls you go to, they say one after Alaino, one after Sfir Simon. Sfir Simon doesn't seem to be a reason to say an extra Kaddish, unless there is a reason.
Would you say those three?
The paragraphs after, yeah.
So maybe the
yeah, Ashkenaz doesn't say an extra Kaddish. They just can't. Because they don't say those paragraphs. Did not.
We didn't say
you didn't say an extra Kaddish.
Said Aleinu, then
yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The Star Yitzhar Aram Yitzhashem Amandina.